Who are we? Love, I said, dies in contact with the impersonal and anonymous. With equal infallibility, it becomes impoverished with remoteness and space, and still more, much more, with difference in time. For love to be possible, there must be coexistence. Accordingly, however marvellous in its foreseen figure, Omegas could never even so much as equilibrate the play of human attractions and repulsions if it did not act with equal force, that is to say, with the same stuff of proximity. With love as with any other sort of energy, it is within the existing datum that the lines of force must at every instant come together. Activity, man tries to bring together in an ever faster and more permanent subject the collective principle of his acquisitions, civilization, humanity, the spirit of the earth. Associated in these enormous entities with their incredibly slow rhythm of evolution, he has the impression of having escaped from the destructive action of time. But by doing this, he has only pushed back the problem. For after all, however large the radius traced within time and space, does the circle ever embrace anything but the perishable? So long as our constructions rest with all their weight on the earth, they will vanish with the earth. The radical defect in all forms of belief in progress, as they are expressed in positivist credos, is that they do not definitely eliminate death. What is the use of detecting a focus of any sort in the van of evolution if that focus can and must one day disintegrate? To satisfy the ultimate requirements of our action, Omega must be independent of the collapse of forces of which evolution is woven. Actuality, irreversibility. There is only one way in which our minds can integrate into a coherent picture of noogenesis, these two essential properties of the autonomous centre of all centres, and that is to resume and complement our principle of emergence. In the light of our experience, it is abundantly clear that emergence in the course of evolution can only happen successively and with mechanical dependence on what precedes it. First, the grouping of the elements, then the manifestation of soul, whose operation only betrays, from the point of view of energy, a more and more complex and sublimated involution of the powers transmitted by the chains of elements.